Home foreclosures are at their highest level since 1979. Senate leaders hope to pass a bill this month that would keep many struggling mortgage holders holding on to their homes. The bill has strong support from Democrats and some Republicans, but there's growing resistance outside Washington. Many renters chose to stay out of the high-priced market, and some homeowners won't be getting help even if the bill passes. Together, they resent the idea of a government bailout. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kirk Nickish has this report on the backlash.
The basic idea of the bill is for homeowners who are in trouble to be able to refinance and have lower payments. The government would back those new mortgages so lenders go along. The bill's sponsor, Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, says it's good for the country.
The economy has, to some extent, been taken hostage by irresponsible acts by a lot of people, lenders, borrowers, etc. I think to get out of this, we have to pay a certain amount of ransom.
The bill could cost taxpayers almost $3 billion and put them on the hook for billions more if the housing market falls further.
This burns.
It burns Davis Mitavelli. He is one of more than 50,000 Americans who've signed an online petition run by Dick Armey, a former House Republican and free market advocate. Mitavelli signed it to oppose the bill that would help delinquent borrowers.
The benefit ends up with the homeowner, and the cost is spread out among everybody. I don't get to rent his bedroom for one night just because I bailed him out, do I?
Mitavelli takes it personally because he wants to be a homeowner. He immigrated from Albania with the dream of the white picket fence. But during the housing bubble, prices were going up much faster than he and his wife could save for a down payment.
We see people that I know for a fact are in jobs that pay not as well. And here they are, you know, seeming to us to afford these very nice places to live. What's going on? What am I doing wrong?
When the bubble burst, Mitavelli felt vindicated for not overextending and buying. But now he feels like his taxes will reward people who did and prop up housing prices, keeping that white picket fence out of reach for him and his wife and their baby on the way.
I do have sympathy for people that are foreclosed upon, but in the end, I hate to be the bad guy saying, well, you should have done the math, but they should have done the math.
And many who already have the white picket fence say the same thing.
We like this little spot, lots of birds and room for me to garden.
Actually, it's a split rail fence around the modest home of Karen and Ron Fortier. The couple bought way out in the Boston suburbs to save money, put 20% down, paid more for a conventional loan. Karen says no one's helping them pay their mortgage.
I know a woman whose husband, you know, he had to live in a particular neighborhood. Their house is getting ready to be foreclosed on. If your goal in your life is to, you know, live in a neighborhood with million-dollar homes because you look good, well, that's not my problem.
Of course, most people facing foreclosure are not living in million-dollar homes. Nicholas Ritsinas thinks there is merit in helping subprime borrowers get better terms. He runs the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. But Ritsinas says Congress shouldn't bail out speculators who are just trying to get rich quick either.
How the government threads that needle to distinguish between the deserving and undeserving is going to be a real challenge.
No matter where Congress draws that line, it'll be over the objections of many renters and mortgage payers who feel that by rewriting home loans, Congress will be rewriting the terms of the American dream. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Boston.
With the mortgage crisis, the high cost of food, and record gas prices, many Americans are facing tough times.
What changes are you making in your everyday life, given the state of the economy? Is your family cutting back?
Or are you hoping to ride it out? We want to hear about that, too. Tell us how you're coping in the economic downturn. Go to npr.org.
And click on Contact Us and put the word economy in the subject line. We'll use some of your stories on the air.